jump point and initiative. Tape B. Side 2. The nose dive.
He was in a rush that morning to meet someone, and he forgot his backpack on the way out. So I grabbed it, and I thought for a moment maybe he left it intentionally. Even though he always took his bag, I thought, well, maybe he doesn't need what's in it today. But I couldn't know unless I knew what was in it. I'm not a snoopy person, I'm really not. I fumbled through the bag and seeing if there was anything of importance. I found this navy blue metallic folder with a logo on it. It had an ironclad lock on the outside that would seal it closed, but it was open. So I started pulling out papers. First the picture, then the ID card, then all these other documents. The room started spinning. I felt like I couldn't see straight, and I was completely mortified. I didn't know who to go to or what to say, but none of that mattered because he came back.
Already seen. Iran sending a spoof email.
Hey, honey. Sorry, I'm back. What's wrong?
What is this?
Oh, God.
Tell me this is a joke.
It's a joke.
Jackson! Bill! Fuck! Fuck, fuck, fuck!
I can explain.
Stay away from me! Stay away from me! Oh, God! Oh, God! Breathe. Breathe.
I need you to calm down.
What the hell is going on?
What do you know?
What kind of question is that?
I'm just trying to figure out where to start.
Why did you do this? How? I don't understand.
Wanted a second chance.
A second chance? A second chance? A second chance is what you get when you show someone that you've changed, not when you pretend to be a different person.
It was the only way.
Because you knew I'd never give you another chance in a million years, Bill! Bill, when was the last time you got called Bill, huh?
2029.
2029? That's next year.
Exactly.
I'm going to be sick.
Just sit down and listen. I'm about to present you with a lot of information, and you can choose to believe what you want. But I want you to understand that it's the truth.
How am I supposed to believe my ex-boyfriend when he's pretended to be another person for years?
Because it's what I was assigned to do, okay? In 2028, earlier this year, I began interviewing to be a participant in a time travel study called the Jump Point Initiative. That's what that logo is on the folder. What the basis for the study is, besides the actual accomplishment of traveling backwards in time, is beyond me. They didn't tell me that. The only reason I knew I had something to do with time travel going in was because I heard a rumor, which I now know is another participant who let it leak. Obviously, this project has been around for some time because I meet with an assistant on the project every month. And they ask me some questions, they give me part of my stipend, and I go on with my life. But before they sent me back, they gave me a makeover and a new identity. The thought process being that even if I came into contact with my past self, he wouldn't even know it. So, Jackson Flores was born. When they asked me if I had a preferred destination, I told them Washington. It's a time travel machine, not a location transporter. But luckily they had a satellite location in Vancouver I could go to. So, in 2029, I was sent back to the year 2025. I joined Jump Point because I had nothing to lose. But by the time I was accepted, I realized that there was an attainable goal in the past. Getting you back. So that became my personal mission. And I knew exactly what to do. I knew where my missteps were when we dated, and I knew the things you loved. So I made sure I was everything you'd desire. But I'm hoping we can still make this work.
You fucking asshole.
You
manipulated me.
I did not manipulate you. You fell in love with me.
I fell in love with someone who doesn't even exist. Jackson isn't real.
So you're trying to tell me that you weren't happy all this time?
I was, but it was because you played me like a puppet.
No, I did not. You had freedom of choice.
Oh, really? You're the one from the future. Wouldn't you be the one to know every move I'd make?
No, because I haven't lived this yet. This is new to me. This is new to us.
Do not say us.
I went back as lonely, depressed Bill who hadn't seen you in a decade.
That's the way it should have always stayed. But instead you decided to go back and change everything.
Did not change everything.
You couldn't grapple with the past, so you took away my future. Oh God. Hudson, I feel so awful. Oh my God.
Hudson? We're talking about that guy again?
That guy was my husband. He was my future.
He was a guy that didn't want you anymore, so he walked out.
What did you just say?
Maybe I should have picked better words, but I said what I meant. He walked out on you.
Because you came into our lives like a wrecking ball.
I got you out of a relationship with a guy who couldn't trust you.
He stopped trusting me because of you.
Oh, so it's all on me. You didn't get anything wrong here. Am I hearing that right?
You knew what you were doing stepping between Hudson and I. You knew it would work. We were supposed to raise a family together and be happy, and you took that away from me.
I didn't take that away from you. This is the way it was always meant to be. Oh.
Oh, what?
You can't make history. It was always going to happen this way.
What do you mean?
You can't change what is bound to happen.
Why can't I stop Bill from going back in the first place?
It's too late. He's interviewing with them now. Let me explain it this way. Bill went back in time as Jackson. Currently there is me, Jackson. And elsewhere there is Bill. Bill is unaware of Jackson. But Jackson is aware of Bill. But because you are in a relationship with Jackson, Bill has the perception that you are in a committed relationship. That combined with his own failure in the relationship will always cause Bill to go through jump point. Therefore always creating a Jackson to keep feeding the cycle.
The cycle?
This moment continually happens.
So what happens in the future?
I don't know. I haven't been there yet.
You are so evil.
I just wanted a second chance. Doesn't that count for something?
Not when the game is rigged in your favor! You're a monster!
I came clean. What do you want?
My life back!
Well, you can't chase the past.
Apparently you can, and you did, and now my life is totally ruined.
It is not ruined.
Oh, yeah? I don't think I'm ever going to be able to trust someone again. Do you know that feeling? Have you had that happen to you before?
No.
Then shut your mouth. You know what the ironic part of all this is? You wanted to go back, so you wouldn't be alone in the future, but now you're back at square one with no second chance of going back. How does that make you feel?
I'm sorry.
No, you're not. Leave.
I am. And I want to make this right.
Leave.
Can't we go back to the way things were before?
Not a chance. Go.
Emily.
I mean it.
Okay. Here.
What's this?
My mom's wedding ring. It's an oval cut. It's one of the last things she gave me before her memory completely went. She always thought I was going to marry you.
Why are you doing this?
Because I want this for us.
You're trying to manipulate me again.
No, I am not.
Then what is this?
I wanted to do a much more elaborate proposal, but I'm hoping you'll say yes.
You're proposing?
I think so. Maybe it's a last-ditch effort, but I'm not losing you again.
Again?
Yes, again. And after all this time, I think you at least owe me a little consideration.
Are you out of your mind? I don't owe you anything.
I have something you and I, we connect.
Please go.
Emily, hear me out.
What do you not understand about the word go?
Fallen in love twice. Doesn't that count for something?
No, we didn't. No, we didn't. I fell in love with Bill once, and then I fell in love with a lie.
Fine. I'll go. Have fun with the next one. Make sure it isn't me.
I hate you.
You don't mean that.
Get out. That was the very last time I saw him. I think. I can never be sure. Because I truly can't trust anyone. Maybe I've seen him as someone else, but I would never know it. But that was the last time I saw Jackson Flores. I couldn't quite put my finger on it at the time, but I felt how I'm sure Eve felt after eating the apple. Mortified, disgusted, naked, and angry. But unlike Eve, I didn't know I was eating the apple. I was fed lies, and he left me feeling used, violated. I think the thing that scares me and upsets me the most is that if I'd never found that folder, he would have kept using me until the day I died and never had an ounce of regret about it. I know he wasn't sorry. He was sorry because he got caught, but he wasn't sorry. He made a disgusting choice and committed to it for years. Apologies are for accidents. This wasn't an accident. This was a carefully calculated plan and carried to near perfection. I just hope that nobody else has to go through something like this. I don't know how many participants you have running around out there.
We cannot disclose that information. Our only focus of this interview is on the Jackson Flores case.
Do you know where he is?
No, we do not.
Are you interviewing anybody else about him?
We are, but we cannot disclose the names of those individuals. Unless you have any other pertinent information to share, you are free to go, ma'am. Thank you for your time.
I'm not sure if you've spoken to him or not, but I believe it'll be worth your time to find Hudson and speak to him. He can be jealous and let his anger get the best of him at times, but he's always honest. He'll tell you everything he knows about Jackson and I. No matter how bad it makes him look or someone else feel, he'll tell you the truth. That's all I have.
Thank you for your cooperation, ma'am. You are free to go.
Will I be notified if you find him?
No. Jackson's whereabouts are integral to our studies, and that is our primary concern.
Am I allowed to talk to anybody about this?
The papers you signed before coming in here strictly state that you are not to disclose any information about Jump Point or ISAT, as our studies are still ongoing.
I understand. Thank you. So what now?
Ma'am?
Where do I go from here?
That isn't for me to decide. Your future is in your hands.
This experience hasn't really made me feel that way. Don't you understand that I feel a little lost?
After the information you've graciously divulged to us, I do. I can connect you to some of our resource officers if you'd like counseling or therapy.
I think it's more than that.
As I said, I'd be happy to point you towards some helpful resources.
Are you even listening to me? It feels like everybody hears what I'm saying, but they aren't understanding.
I'm sorry if I offended you, Miss Garner.
I think I know what to do now.
And what would that be?
Focus on myself. I've been letting people change me this whole time without a second thought. It's time that stops. Thank you, Dr. Raymond. Have a good day.
You're welcome.
Hudson?
Hey.
Oh my goodness. How have you been? How's it going?
I'm good.
What's wrong?
I have a lot of emotions right now and not a lot of words to put them in.
I didn't think I'd ever see you again.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
It has. So, what are you doing around here?
Just taking the baby for a walk.
Can I see?
Sure.
She's beautiful. Hi there. Oh, she's precious. What's your name?
Ophelia.
Oh.
You know, me and the wife went back and forth on the name a million times. We were gonna name her Jordan, but when we saw her smile, we just knew.
That was our name.
I know.
How could you do that? I mean, did you even think about me?
What was I supposed to do? Consult my ex-wife about a name for a baby that isn't hers?
You didn't have to say it like that.
I'm sorry. I don't know what you want me to say.
I'm not asking you to say anything.
Then why would you ask how I could do that?
Because I'm hurt.
What do you want from me?
I don't know. Maybe my hope was that running into you meant that there could be a new beginning. That if we had just one more conversation, it would be as if no time passed. We could forget about everything and start again.
What are you getting at?
I think I want you back.
No, you don't. You want the past back. We're different people now. Things have changed. The world has changed. It's not the same.
But I miss it. I miss who we were and when we were. I had this stability in my life then. I was happy, my dad was alive, the world was a warm place.
And that's the issue. I understand what you're saying, I really do. But you don't want me. You want the past, the stability. The past is the past, Emily. At some point, you have to let go.
So do you ever even think about me?
Yeah, but I didn't feel anything. That didn't come out right. For a while, after our split, I would think about you. Even when I didn't want to, I would. Even when I met my wife, Kayla, I would still think about you from time to time. And every time I thought about you, I felt something. Hurt, anger, frustration, sadness, all of it. But after a while, I didn't feel it as much, and eventually I didn't feel any of it at all. Because I couldn't truly love again until I let go of the past. I hope you can understand that.
I do.
Thank you. I take it you and Jackson didn't work out?
It's a long story.
Those breakups are.
Yeah. There was just more to him than I thought, and he couldn't hide the truth forever.
I've been through those before. Where is he now?
No clue. I don't really care if I'm being completely honest.
Hey, if it means anything, it's true what they say. Time heals just about everything. I've got to get going, but it was nice seeing you. I hope you find some peace in the future.
Thanks. I'm sorry.
For what?
The way things ended.
Like I said, the past is the past. We don't get where we are without the rough patches. And I've got my future right here, and she's great. I wouldn't change a thing about it. See you around. That was my last contact with Emily. It was a much-needed goodbye to a long-finished chapter. I realized that day that everybody is tragically flawed, me included. Everyone wants to be the hero in their story, but heroes don't exist. I don't know that villains do either. I think we're all just looking out for our own terribly flawed selves. Emily was looking to rekindle that day, and I shot her down. So maybe I'm the villain in her story, but that's not how I see it. Anyways, that's all I've got on Emily. Sorry to get off track. What is this for, exactly?
Mr. Hayes, I'm about to present you with pertinent information that may cause you some distress. I am a supervisor with Jump Point, My associate, Dr. Raymond, has interviewed your ex-wife, Emily. We are currently trying to figure out where Jackson may be located. Jackson was a participant in a time travel study that is still ongoing. We assigned Jackson his identity and sent him back to the year 2025. He was instructed to touch base with our assistant monthly. He stopped doing so almost 8 months ago.
Jackson Flores is a fraud? Who would have thought? Oh yeah. God, I wish I could tell her so I could just rub it in that I was right about this scumbag. Of course, I think I've sorted all my feelings about everything, and here I am right back at square fucking one.
I can exit the room if you'd like to take a moment to collect yourself.
I'll be fine. Let's figure this out.
When was the last time that you saw or made contact with Jackson?
Oh, geez. I have to think about that. I do know one time I got in a little scuffle at a bar because I thought a guy looked like Jackson. I definitely had a few more whiskey sours than my usual amount, and I could have sworn this guy was him. But at that point, both my vision and judgment were impaired, so I don't think I was making the most accurate assumptions. I probably should have gone to jail that night, but thank God Bruce was there to pull me off and get me out of there. Anyways, I'm sorry. To answer your question, before the split, that was the last time. If you don't mind me asking, if Jackson wasn't his real name, who the hell was he?
William Wells.
Wait, Bill?
Yeah, that was a common name he used. What was the context of the Lax exchange?
Hold on a damn minute. Emily's ex went back in time to get a second chance.
It would appear that those were his personal motives, yes.
And you enabled him to do it?
We were not in a position to control Mr. Wells' actions.
Oh, bullshit.
Our duties consist mostly of observation.
We're not having the same conversation here. He cost me my marriage with Emily.
I did say that this may cause you distress.
Quit talking to me like a scientist or a doctor or whatever you are. I just need you to hear me. You have meddled with my life. You've probably meddled with other people's lives. Does that not bother you?
It's not my job to feel a particular way about the results of our study, intended or not. Again, if you would like, I can step outside for a moment.
I'm okay. I'll keep my composure. I'll just wait until later to talk about it with someone.
Sir, I need to remind you that you did sign a confidentiality agreement.
So let me get this straight. You selected this manipulative son of a bitch to be a part of your program, allowed him to destroy my marriage, and I can't talk about that?
We were unaware of his ulterior motives.
How did he slip through the cracks?
His interview was compelling.
Tape B. Side 2. Completed. To continue, insert tape,